Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to our special Thanksgiving Day Marathon Parade Show. Cody, I'm just bringing this on you right now. We're going 24 hours nonstop drinking for the whole day of Thanksgiving. Just Thanksgiving shit, whatever. 24 hours, whatever. Yeah.
We on there. Trying to do that right now.
I might have sprung this on you a little late.
I'm going to get over a cold. Fuck you.
Don't worry. Your cold's going to be an afterthought. No, it's your liver you need to worry about now.
Shit already deteriorated, mate. 24 hours straight? Might as well plot my grave right fucking now.
I think that'll be like next year when we start Patreon. That's probably our first
24 hours.
Man. I was going to be like, Kelly, I need to sleep.
Man.
You can do it.
This worker, I think there's a way we could do it. I don't know how. I think like 12 hours.
I can do 12 hours.
I
can do 24 hours, 12 hours. It doesn't matter. Yeah. No, I can't do 24 hours. I can do 10 hours. We'll probably even do 12.
Whatever. 12 probably the very limit, but yeah, other than that,
I'm gonna have a George Masvidal come in, and instead of like high kneeing you, he's gonna tattoo you.
Okay.
Yeah, because that seemed to be a thing. Just letting super
celeb
tattoo you. And
hey,
shit
like I said, I think it's going too far. If you go tattoo your autograph. I don't want anything else from you.
Yeah.
If I gotta get some, I'll get your fucking autograph. If you're not a fucking artist, obviously.
You should get his line of a three piece with a soda. He should get a three piece KFC box.
Now they're Popeyes.
Oh, look at you all bougie and shit. Ooh, you fancy now. Whatever. Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants over there with your fancy pants on and your Yeezys on and all that stuff. Whatever. Look at you. Got your scarf on with your tank top.
Yeah, scarf on, tank top.
You got your fuck me sunglasses on. Fuck me harder sunglasses. Man, look at you. All fancy and bougie now. Yes, but this is our Thanksgiving show. It's not going to be 12 hours. It's not going to be 24 hours. It's going to be like 30 minutes more.
Close enough.
It's like 30 minutes. That's the timeline. That's the timepiece. And then deuces. That's what the kids still say, right, Cody?
Yes.
Deuces.
I think they still say that.
Deuce. Because deuce means two, right?
And deuces. Guess that means two hands.
It's plural,
two,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like an anime character.
It's a double deuce.
Yeah, because anime characters do that shit. They throw up the two piece signs.
Richard said,
like when you win a game and shit, you're like, yeah. My brother said some shit to me that I thought I would never hear. He was like, I said, what you want for Christmas? He was like, a Nintendo Switch. I was like, fuck, I know the world's hell folding over now.
I actually thought I'd get one too, but I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, and then he told me about this Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then he showed it to me. I think I want one
about
too.
That time.
I think I want one now too, baby.
Yeah, like 20 bucks too. I'm like, yeah, I might just crack down and buy one soon.
Yeah, because at first when I looked it up, it was with the controls and all that shit. It said like 400, and I was like, ooh. Suck my dick, that's a handheld, ain't it? I was like, and then I saw that without it, all that shit, it's like 200. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
We're talking better price now, because I'm about to say.
Like, I know we talk a lot of shit about Nintendo in the past, but that damn Pokemon, man.
That's Pokemon. Like a Popeye's chicken sandwich, girl.
I just can't resist.
I want to play that motherfucker.
I want to play that
I don't even know anything about new Pokemon.
Same
I don't watch
here.
The shows, but goddamn it, I just know you get a ball, you get a little monster in that motherfucker,
the world
you throw
ball,
that bitch, you fight people, whatever, and then you beat that
ass. Ain't nothing like it, man.
I love
really
it.
Not. Love it.
Speaking of games, whatever, my Shenmue came out.
Yeah, it's been getting great reviews. How was that?
I need to hurry up and kick you out because I got to get back to it. I got to tell you, I don't know how I feel about this. It's consistent as fuck from the previous games. But like in 2019, it's like...
That's the idea.
Because like that last game was 2001 we talking about. So like the character is very consistent, whatever, like with the last game, whatever. So like if you was to like just play part one and part two, which they did a re-release last year of the HD version, if you will... They call it HD. There ain't no HD version of shit. I put a video of that shit on Twitter. That's not fucking HD. I was looking at that going like, what the fuck? A blotchy ass character right here. But if you were to jump right in the third one, you'd be like, wow, this is like a graphical-wise, major update. Major fucking update. Except for in the facial shit. That shit, you can tell. That's where the budget stopped. That's where it stopped. Whatever. Which is fine, because it is an indie game, if you will, at this point.
Right.
It's no longer this AAA title that it used to be. But then the dialogue, which stays consistent with the previous game, but then you're like, I don't know how I feel about that, because on one part I'm like, well, at least it's still in that same range as it should be. What made me laugh at those last previous games, whatever. I'm still laughing at this, but I'm just like, shouldn't that be updated though?
Yeah, we come so far as like storytelling wise, dialogue wise, video games since the last one released.
Yeah,
2001. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
story-wise, it's still there.
Okay.
Story-wise, I mean, I was hearing a lot of shit before the game came out saying you wouldn't be able to do this. You wouldn't be able to talk to everyone like you was in the first games. Like how I wish the fucking Batman games would be, whatever. You can just, you know, beat up random-ass people and get clues and shit like that, whatever. You can still do all that. I don't know who brought that up, whatever. The budget mainly looked like it just lacked in, like... there is one feature I do not fucking like on here, and that is kind of more of an updated feature, if you will, for the 2019 era games, is you have a stamina bar now. I do not fucking like this stamina bar, whatever, because you could get into a fucking fight and your stamina's low, and the stamina goes from you running, doing anything you do, whatever shit, it just drops, whatever shit, and just like, and you can't fill your stamina bar up through a fight. So he's like, ain't this a bitch? So like, if I'm going against, I had to fight two dudes. One of them is funny because one of the designs of like the tattoo artist, funny enough, from the first game looks just like him. It was like, this might be the same person. They must have ran out of money and just fucking said, just dub this motherfucker over and shit. But I fought these two dudes and I thought I was done. I was like, ugh, because my stamina bar is low as fuck right now. Then this giant ass motherfucker comes out, whatever, and I was just like, so they just don't want you to win this, and, huh? So like, I can't refill my fucking stamina. And the real way you refill your stamina in this game is you by eating. You gotta always carry a lot of food with you, whatever, to fill your stamina bar up. And I'm just like, how much money do I gotta spend on this shit now, whatever, stuff to do this? Okay. It's annoying. I don't want to do this.
So you think it makes it more unnecessarily difficult in previous games?
See, this probably...
Does it add an enjoyable challenge?
You know what? That's probably where I'm probably... If you could say, if you are a Shenmue fan, you'd be like, are you just bitching? I would not argue that, because it's just like, it is making the game more challenging in the fighting combat or whatever. It's really making you use... way more than the first two games. Like, you really must know your martial arts in the game. You must know these moves. You gotta know how to counter and block now, whatever. Yeah. Timing, all that shit, whatever and stuff. I mean, it's not like them simplistic, not to say it's simplistic, but Assassin's Creed and the Batman games, they started that trend of that, how that counteracting stuff, whatever and stuff. But those games got stale after a while with those countering and whatever, you know, as far as the fighting combat goes and stuff. So I do appreciate that it is something different in this one. Which is crazy to think of, because it's such a low budget game, and you see the money that it made to make this, whatever, the fighting in it is hell of unique and different. You gotta set your bar level up high and stuff. I just ran into this ugly motherfucker that's still alive. I thought I killed his ass in the first fucking game. He's still around. I'm enjoying myself though, getting back into this world, I must say. And you know, if I had a little heart, a single tear would fall from my eye. But then I realized I put $200 in this Kickstarter. Yes, I ain't crying no fucking river. Just my brother talking about, he's like, when you gonna buy that game? I was like, motherfucker, I put $200 into this motherfucker. They gave me a digital copy, a fucking limited edition set, and all kind of statues and shit like that. Did you really think I'm going to go out and buy this fucking game again?
That wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Hell, fuck no, whatever shit. I said, you see this box that's sitting in that corner? That's what that was, whatever and shit. He was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I don't need to buy that again. No. Ain't having it right now, whatever. So I need to be left alone. Because somehow, what I was told, someone that actually passed it, and I looked up at his time, whatever, because he posted videos, whatever and shit. Each of his videos were 2.5 hours. There's eight or 10 videos. I said 2.5 hours each one. I was like, God, that's longer than the first fucking game. When I was like, what the fuck, dude? I thought this was low budget. Fortunately, though, I don't think it wraps up, from what I heard, per se. It doesn't wraps up the story. So I'm just like, God damn it. But I don't know what you do in this area. Just like, do you wrap the game up in this one? Because it took 20 fucking plus years to get this game, where you just go like, we got a chance, we might make a new one. But I don't think this game is going to get new fans, to be honest.
It doesn't seem like it.
No. I think people would get bored with this shit, personally. I think that they would... And it picks literally right up from the second game. It even gives you a little backstory. It picks up... literally, you're in a cave in the second game, and it cuts off. And it picks right up right there. And I'm just like, I appreciate that right there. And you start off right in this village. Right how the story goes. I'm just like... It's nice to know that they paid attention after two fucking decades. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. But enough about video games. I'm ready to fucking drink now.
Drink?
Yeah.
Drink, bitch!
Drink! Yes, because I'm very happy right now.
Are you?
Yes, I'm very happy. That's why I have to hurry up and kick you out so I can play shit.
It is.
I haven't had time to... That's a lie. I ain't gonna lie. I was up to like 3 a.m. this morning.
Damn.
That's a lie. I'm in like 4:45.
Shit.
Okay. I had an excuse though. I went to go get my sister from work like at 2:30.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I might as well stay up.
There you go. All night. Play some Shenmue.
Yeah, play Shenmue. Yeah. And only 2 hours of sleep. But I'm energetic. I'm alive. I'm ready to rail. Yeah. Which beer are we going to be drinking?
We want to crack up first, sir. What you thinking?
Well, I've never had that Founders right there.
Right.
So I would just say, let's just knock out that bottle logic.
You want to do it?
Yeah. I would say let's not.
So,
or you want to save that for a special mix and match right now after this?
We'll save it.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do a mix and match. We're going to do a mix and match after this, whatever. Yeah. Let's crack that Founders open. Let's get right into this stuff because this is Thanksgiving. Yes. Cody, what are you most thankful for besides me?
Besides you.
Yes. I just love the look on Cody's face whenever the comments made, whatever. He's like looking normal, fine, whatever. He's like, Disney. Like,
Great question, man. I think we touched on this last show.
We did together. A little bit. Yeah. We're thankful for ourselves. Yeah. So,
beer, whiskey.
Yes.
Both forms of alcohol, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Batman and the Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers. That's right. Yeah, the Lakers. Definitely.
Oh, Baltimore Ravens as well.
Yes. Yeah. Beat the Patriots. Unlike the Cowboys right now.
So, what we're cracking over right now, folks, is Founders CBS. So, Founders is also known for their KBS, which is the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel.
I'm very familiar with the KBS.
Yes. So, this is Imperial Style Brew with chocolate and coffee.
I didn't know that was the same distillery.
Same distillery. Yeah, same brewery. Yeah.
Same brewery or whatever. Yeah. Oh, okay.
This cool thing about this one, though, is aged in maple syrup bourbon barrels.
Some Canadian shit.
Yeah, that's why it says Canadian. Oh. Yeah, that's what the C is for. It's inspired, not made in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Calm down.
Oh, okay.
Chill.
Oh, okay.
Chill.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. We're in Compton right now. I can hide the body. I can hide the body. Yeah.
That much is true.
Yeah. It's better not taste like fucking Crown Royal.
No, trust me.
It looks better. That's for damn sure.
That I can tell you.
I'd be pretty fucking pissed if it did, though. I'd be like, you motherfucker, you.
There you go.
Oh, look at that. He topped me off. I think I have more than you do, too.
You probably do.
Yeah, which is really nice.
I've had this before, so. Well, I have all these, though. All right, we haven't had this one yet, so.
Yeah, I think I've had that bottle logic already.
Yeah,
that's like the most easiest one to find, right?
That's the most popular, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh, definitely getting coffee.
Definitely coffee is right there. Not as strong, though. Not as potent.
No, it's like a less mellow sort of
what
light
are they?
Roast.
You know, I take my mom to go get her coffee every now and then from Starbucks. She gets a cold brew sweet cream or something like that. I don't know what the fuck that is because I don't drink coffee. But is that right up that alley?
As far as... Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Because I just figured a cold brew with cream in it just seems like it's a little bit lighter.
Yeah, see, I'm not too well-versed in my coffee either. I just know cold brew, process is, you know, you use a hot water, you use cold water, obviously.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
The funny thing is, I make great coffee.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't know a fucking thing.
I don't drink fucking tea, whatever. I don't make. There was one time I worked at this firm years ago, like probably like 19 or whatever, and they needed a barista in their own little thing, whatever, whenever the barista girl took time off, and I was just so fucking bored. I would just go, plus they gave tips over there and shit, too. People, this is a legit firm, too, whatever, and they just had a barista bar. And I would just sneak up there and just make shit and whatever. And people were like, damn, this is good. And they was like, how'd you taste it? I was like, I don't drink this shit. I just figured what most people wanted was sugar.
Oh, you pound sugar in that motherfucker?
Because we had... Dude, this barista bar was set up like a fucking Starbucks. I guess this might have been before Starbucks was big. Because we're talking like I was 19. So this had been like, what, 07-ish or whatever?
Yeah, it was coming up.
Okay, it was coming up. Yeah. We had all these like syrups and shit. All kinds of flavors, pumpkin, all this other stuff, whatever. I would just blend whatever I thought smelled right together. And I had like a Halloween Thanksgiving one. I called it my Jay's Pumpkin Spice, whatever. And people would ask what that ingredient, I'd just be like, a shit ton of pumpkin syrup. It was just a latte with a shit ton of pumpkin syrup and a little chocolate running around or whatever, you know?
Wow.
I know. I was actually one thing I was ever creative in.
Interesting.
Coffee making.
Wow.
I don't know if I can do that today because I'd be, because customers now is an asshole.
So. Right.
Hey!
They're like, hey, but you spelled my name. Hey, fuck you, okay?
The fuck is this? You put too much goddamn syrup.
Although I would like pop copy from that Chappelle skit. If I had my own barista bar, it'd be just like that. And be like, hey, you put too much syrup in it. I want to talk to your manager. Guess what? I am your fucking manager. And shit. Yeah, you done, bitch. Get the fuck up. They have places like that in
they do. What's
Chicago? Yeah, and, like, New York.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you off.
What's his name? That dog went on there.
Right.
Triumph.
Yeah, they're going back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, they went to the famous one in Chicago. Right. Where you order food to get shit talked to you, yeah, or whatever. So, man, we'd kill at that job.
Yeah, we would.
I'd be like, man, this is a great job. They used to have one. Someone told me in Beverly Hills, but they said that too many people were complaining.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why the fuck did they put that in Beverly Hills?
I looked at them and said, that's what I said. Same goddamn thing. It's like,
the worst fucking place to put a spot like that. Who thought that'd be a good idea?
I said, all the areas in California, yeah, could have stuck Beverly it Hills. In. Okay. You stick it in Beverly Hills. That's fucking stupid. Snowflake County. Okay, like what? Why the fuck? I said, if you even had to go anywhere in L.A., why couldn't it be...
Oh, my gosh.
What did you just say to me? My lord, he just called me a cracker.
Let me speak to your manager. And what the fuck you want?
Oh, my lord. I would have called them a cracker. I would have worked today because I'd have been like, you a cracker.
Oh,
Jesus. Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I got your
name.
And they'd have been like, why would you call me a cracker? It's like, because I like a little salt on my cracker. That's why. Fuck out my line now. I would have excelled at this job, Cody. Excelsior. If I ever open up a restaurant or something, I want it to be just like
that. Be amazing. Yeah, like I said, I'm still getting over a cold, so I have the best nose right now, so I'll get this fucking coffee.
This is the first I've ever heard you this bad in sickness.
Yeah.
I've known you for a fucking year. Yeah, you've been sick before, but this is the first time I've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're probably not getting sick as well.
But
it's a lot of chocolate and coffee, though.
Yeah, I can smell the coffee.
Those are definitely like the main ingredients there. Have you ever heard of Tap Trucks USA? It's like that big ass truck that carries a bunch of beer on it, and they like pull over neighborhoods.
No.
It's like an ice cream truck for beer.
No,
it's fucking dope. I always thought like Cody should do this. Besides that cooler I sent you,
right? Oh yeah, that's happening.
Yeah, you gotta get that cooler.
You have to be that shit is, man.
I tried looking it up. Like, I was like, where the fuck is this thing at? Like, I typed in like smart cooler or whatever.
Called dogs, man, best friend. Bullshit. That cooler that followed you. That's man, best friend right there.
Yeah, it is. That definitely was my. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's San Diego, not USA. Dude, I fucked up. Of course, San Diego always has the good shit.
Of course.
Man, let's see. Pull it up.
Taps Trucks SD. Let me see this. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking dope, dude.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about this. Okay.
I always thought if Cody started his own business, people would be this. And then they have like multiple settings and shit like that.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty fucking dope, dude. Nice. Like, that is really cool. Like, especially like for an event, because they do like weddings and stuff like that. So they pull up right in the venue.
Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
Like, I wonder how much they would charge for that, because that'd actually be a good, if we ever do like an anniversary show or whatever, something like that, like a little party together. That actually, look at, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on with this wedding.
What the fuck?
It's at Comic-Con. Like,
it's history as fuck. They got the craft beer and the Star Wars. I'll tell you that.
It's super
your ass shit.
I wonder what the fuck the liquor license on that. Like,
yeah, how does that work?
Like, because you just can't drive around with this many barrels of fucking alcohol.
Yeah, or whatever the fuck you want.
Because they clearly don't have, like, an established, like, bar or restaurant to go to. They're riding around literally in, like, these old school trucks, whatever. I wonder how that tap system works, though. So, like, there must be a cord through the truck pulling to a barrel. So, damn, that sounds like work. Because now you need...
I don't know the science behind that, but that's what they're for.
Well, the thing is, too, like, even when you go to, like, places for tasting events, they're more keen to do beer and wine. I see that they got wine set up here, too, as well.
Right.
Over the spirits, because if you do any other spirits or whatever, that I think the liquor license is a little bit higher on that. But I'd be,
Hey, you do a shit ton of weddings. That's all I see over here. Fucking weddings.
Dude, this is legit, though. Let me check that out. That's legit.
Oh, shit.
I think we might
have to... I'm going to just park the motherfucking work they want to tell me. How'd they get in there?
I was about to ask. I was like,
hey, wait a minute.
How'd they get into these buildings or whatever? Man, I'd like to pull these guys over. I mean, we got to get... What the fuck? Is this IKEA?
I love it. Check it out. I just posted. Yeah, like, love it.
Oh, that'd be dope as hell, though. Like, man, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna message these guys and see if we can.
I'm gonna message these guys
and see if we can get them on Last Drop. I'd like to learn a little bit more about their business and how they. Now, that is badass, right off on the coast and shit like
Oh,
that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I like that.
And clearly, they're making some good money here, too, because they're
getting a bunch of weddings.
Look, weddings ain't cheap.
No, hell no.
Especially on alcohol. That's like, I know most people go like, should I do dinners or all night bar or whatever? And I always tell my friends, shit, all night bar. Fuck that dinner.
Open bar shit.
Eat any fucking time I want to. Yeah. Fuck that bar. Open bar.
Little nerves and open bar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Open fucking bar or whatever. Trust me, people will love your fucking wedding after whatever. Except Cody would dress like he's fucking Marty McFly.
So yes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm actually interested in this business here. So I'm going to contact these dudes, see if we can get them on the Last Drop so we can talk. Oh, damn, they're on Kate. San Diego. Aztec Brewing Company.
Okay.
Is that who they working with, maybe?
I don't know.
Hmm. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, San Diego Brew Festival. You know, a lot of my friends are starting their own whiskey and trying to make their own little business and shit. I'd like to do that right there.
That's pretty badass.
That'd be pretty badass driving around the county of L.A. and Orange County, whatever, just stopping at weddings or whatever, just to serve beer from my fucking truck. That'd be pretty fucking dope, actually.
Crash the party afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll just put a second on my house, and then I'll just, you know. I'll fuck myself in the long run, whatever that shit. You know, hey, if Christian Harloff can start his own, man, why can't I?
There you go.
Yeah. Why can't I?
Because I'd be a vicious man.
Because I'm black.
They take that to account.
And the bank won't even talk to them. I'll be like, you want a what now? Where's your home at again? Like,
yes.
It might be like on that side, north. Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, sir. CBS. Ooh.
Oh, that's really nice.
Ooh.
I was going to ask you, what's that taste like on your taste buds right now due to your sinuses?
My taste buds are just fine. I can taste all that.
It's really good.
That syrup, that little bourbon.
Yeah, that's really nice. Good. Yeah, it's not as thick as I thought it was going to be, too.
It's pretty thick, but it's not it's not too viscous.
No, I was expecting a syrupy thickness, oily and down the throat or whatever. But no, it runs down the throat really smooth or whatever. You wouldn't even know that. Like,
yeah, it's like a heavier side of medium.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely on the back of the tongue. The finish, not so much. It runs smooth, man.
That's pretty smooth.
That's smooth. That's pretty dope. It's smooth as fuck right there. Mm. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's healthier. It's like carrot juice, man. It's helping my eyesight. I think I see 20/20 now. Oh, shit.
I got that 40/40, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I see two of you, Cody. You know your eyesight good now. Ooh. I'm just thinking about that truck now. You know, I just said Last Drop with like a LA sunset in the background.
This is gonna collab going.
That'd be dope as fuck.
Be your LA ambassadors. Do it.
I want that now. I want that now. I wonder where they get their barrels from. They must be partnered with some just breweries or whatever. Shit. San Diego has a ton of them. So.
Oh yeah, they go to San Diego. Buy those.
They probably just buy them. Whatever. Yeah.
They probably set their own kegerator.
I was gonna say, they probably don't even buy barrels. They probably get kegs and shit.
No, those kegs are short.
Fucking kegs or whatever and shit. Yeah, kegs only $100 and something, right? Which they probably make like alcohol at a wedding. They probably make $500 to $1,000, if not more than that or whatever and shit. And that's the low amount I'm saying, like $500.
Good shit too.
Especially because they look like they're also serving. That dude was in a suit and he had a tray in his hand. Whatever. Hey. So it looked like that's also serving as well too. So
the tips too,
man. Yeah, they're doing
really clean up, bro.
I didn't know there's that many weddings in San Diego.
Okay.
It could be like a Tommy the Clown truck or something like that. Yeah, you'll flow too. Be like Big Worm or whatever. Like the kids hop by, be like, "Is you the ice cream truck? Nah, I'm the beer man. Whatever. What the fuck you want, man?" I don't know. Something sweet. I got something for you, then, little one. It's $10, by the way. $10, and just pour them like, here, drink it fast.
Well, nobody see you.
Yeah. And when they ask where you got it from, Coors Light Brewery. Put them in my business.
Yeah.
Coors Light has been selling to children on the streets now. Whatever. Like, good.
Go with your hatred.
Ooh.
Yeah, we knocked this back.
Yeah.
Like, it's real rich in flavor. Yeah, usually with those beers, you just, like, take your time. But I could actually knock this shit back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
The richness is definitely on there or whatever.
Yeah.
You could make a beer cocktail out of this or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm thinking of, like, putting some chocolate in there. I know some people would probably say peppermint. I do not like peppermint in my chocolate. I'm not that fan, but I
like thin mints, but other than that,
yeah.
No. That's not really peppermint, though. That's like actual mint.
I do not like mints in my peppermints in my chocolate, but if you knew how to make it correctly, I'm sure you can do something with it. I'm sure
somebody works some sort of magic.
Yeah, not me.
Not my
own. Yeah, because I'm not tasting it. So, I ain't a fan of this shit neither, so this is really good, though.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know what? I damn near say this might make a top five.
Oh, drop a fang?
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's up there?
It's kind of up there, dude. I'm really liking it.
Yeah, people used to kill for this shit. That was more readily available, so...
Where'd you get it from?
Good old Hilo.
Hilo. How much did you pay for that, sir?
This is $7.50.
$7.50? I think that's worth it.
Right? For 12 ounces? Yeah, that's worth it.
What did we have last week? That was like 12.
That bullshit, whatever.
Yeah, it was like 12 something or 14?
No, that shit was... 17, I think.
Oh, that's right. It was 17. Yeah, because we said we would take $10 off.
Prairie birthday bottle.
Prairie birthday, yeah. I'd pay 17 for this. It's not even worth 17. Yeah. But I would,
right.
I'd be happy paying the 17. I'd be like, ooh, this is worth it. Right? Yeah. This is really good. But for 750, that's half.
Founders, man, that barrel stuff, always on point. Mm. They never falter. Ever.
This is a refiller.
Yeah.
I couldn't drink this at a bar. If we're going to a bar to
what's the ABV on this shit, too? Yeah. That's another thing. I didn't think about that.
The chocolate consumes it.
Yeah. Let me see.
I'm going with
11.3.
Oh, see, I'm way off. I was going to say 9.
Yeah, 11.3.
I am way off of my ABVs on the fucking beer in this show for the past 3 weeks now. We noticed whatever.
Because you don't know. Because some hide the alcohol so well.
I couldn't drink this at a bar, per se, because at a bar, I'd like to try something different. I think I'd keep going back to this.
Yeah. At the end of the night. Like,
yeah.
More CBS.
Oh, be like, I want to try that one, but... Ooh, this one's really good. Let me go ahead and get... And you know, the thing about it, too, it stays consistent from the first to the third
set. Right?
Yeah, so that's a plus there.
Yeah, because usually beers didn't kind of evolve, but this one is just like, you know what you get.
You get the top shit at the first sip. Third sip is the same top shit. There's nothing different here. Nothing.
This shit is delightful.
No fuckery in it.
Actually, I had this... was it last week? Love it every fucking time.
I gotta get that backyard set up because this is an outside drink.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
By the fireplace?
Yeah, I need to hurry up and get that shit set up, whatever. I've been lazy as fuck, though.
Like, yeah.
I've been busy. iHeartRadio is working my ass. Like, get on it, black man. Get it. I ain't never seen so much ABV cables. ABV.
Shows your mind stuck on.
Alcohol talking. Damn. I ain't never seen so many AV cables and shit. Yeah. I was like, God damn, is that an HDMI port or a fucking extended cord? What was that? Holy shit.
All these goddamn colors, fuck.
It was a lot of colors. Should have seen this shit. There was like a big pile of mess and they were just like, I just hooked that up to this one. I was looking, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Shit,
never asked your ass to cut a wire in a bomb. Damn, a second.
Yeah, no. I'd be like, I guess.
That one. Snip.
That one right there. Now run out the room. That'd be like, you sure the red? JB? JB, where'd you go? Damn, that's the one thing we just forgot to do. I'm your godfather of whiskey.
Oh, shit. Like, right. Godfather grandpa. Oh, shit. Yeah. Totally forgot about that.
We got right in the conversation. Yeah. it's Thanksgiving, that. People. They don't give a shit. You know, we being thankful for whatever shit. The only thing that make this better right now is some pumpkin or sweet potato pie.
Ooh, I haven't had pumpkin pie in a long time.
Man, we should have recorded this on thing. I mean, Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Right now, you mean?
Right now. Yeah, I meant like when everybody got done. We doing this really early and stuff like that, you know. I appreciate all of our fellow dropians out there drinking at 10 and 11 in the morning telling me about it. I'm like, wow, I'm so proud of you guys now, you know. I'm so proud of you. I even came up with a rating system now, too.
Oh, you got a rating system?
Yeah, I got a rating system.
Oh, okay. Now,
whatever. Yeah, I forgot it already. But
God damn it. This motherfucker.
It was really good, too. I think it was used with the title, though, the last drop. Like, the last drop is like, yo, that's like the best of the best.
Yeah, sip to the last drop.
You got
to
sip it to the last drop.
Makes sense.
Or like when you take the first sip, whatever shit, you say that's the first drop, whatever. Yeah, that's only worth one drop.
Oh, I like that.
One drop, whatever. Yeah, like, okay, say, like, with the artesian birthday we had last week, whatever. One drop. I'm done. I need no more. With this one, this is the last drop right here, baby. Ooh. This is the last drop right here. I was going to go 1, 2, 3, and then last drop is, like, let's use a spill rate. That's, like, better than sex. That's like the top echelon, whatever. But, like, 3 could be, like, the highest. Second is, like, eh. And 1 is, like, I don't want that.
I like that. 1 drop, 2 drop, 3 drop.
First drop, man, I don't need no more. I don't need no more. This now.
Second drop.
Yeah, that second drop is like, there was something I think I gave a second drop. It was a beer or two we had, and I was just like, this is okay.
Yeah.
Actually, it might have been the artesian one where I was like hyping up the birthday one or whatever, and then we had it, and I was like, oof.
Yeah, that was 2 drop.
Let's go back to the previous one. Third drop is like, man, this is great right here. I'd buy this, right? But, hey, the last drop, you buying the bottle, you going to the bar,
you contact the brewery,
you call them distillery, yeah, you're like, I'm taking a tour of this place. It's like, that's the shit right there. So, I'm going to put my whiteboard up. We're going to try to keep count of how many last drops we've given.
Yeah. Drop of fame.
To make it the drop of fame. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of wish we didn't drink this now.
Yeah.
I really want to drink this outside by a fire pit now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's how you do it. Yes, but I have to tell you, this is always a winner.
Might have to bring this back when I fix this backyard up, whatever. Yeah. This is, man, this would go great with some Booker's. Booker's whiskey, bourbon, people, whatever. That'd really go good with that. Oh man, some hot links on there, a little bacon on the side, you know. Nothing too extravagant. I mean, I got a smoker out there, whatever.
Got a smoker. Ooh,
some pulled pork sandwiches, real quick. Ooh,
my heart.
Lord have mercy.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, we gotta get that backyard fixed up. Like,
yeah, you got a smoker out there? Shit, get there.
I got a guy who's gonna like put a fake grass because I'm gonna have like a miniature golf set out there.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be the new spot. Okay.
When I get like the patio shit and all that stuff, that's like last though, whatever. But once I get the, I'll probably do benches first, but I want that miniature golf set really bad. He said he'd do it like for a 900.
Man, last drop HQ, man. Ooh.
Yeah, man. You know, we're in the Godfather Lounge right now. But the Godfather Lounge for when it's cold outside, you know, but that's what the fire pit's probably going to be for.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a buddy who builds fire pits or whatever and shit, so I'm hoping I can be like, hey, man.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Hey, what you up to?
Because I remember him and his brother was like, this shit was so hard, whatever. I'm like, hey, just keep drinking up, man. You know, just keep on drinking, dude, whatever. So, hey, you think you could, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm, like, you know, taking someone's influence, under the influence, and making them sign.
Not at all.
Nah, that's taking advantage of. Me too, Cody. Oh, come on now. You can't be doing that kind of stuff, you know. Even if it is dude on dude, you know, for not even sexual, just work related. Exactly. But no, I'm not like that, Cody.
Damn. Yeah. That's a winner.
That's a winner. That might be the first time we finished at the same time.
Right.
That's a winner right there.
Yeah.
What are you giving this, Cody?
That's the last drop.
That's the last drop right there for me, too. That is the last drop. What's the name of that again, Cody? Give it out to people.
Founders CBS.
People, only $7.50. Go get that bottle.
And you wonder what the CBS stands for. It's for, this is their, they have a breakfast stout. It's called breakfast stout. And the C is for the Canadian influence. So Canadian breakfast stout.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it stands for.
Well, this don't taste nothing like Canadian.
No. Like I said, all they got inspired by was the maple syrup bourbon barrels.
Man, what better Thanksgiving than to have a really great beer?
Right.
Hopefully you have some really good whiskey with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully. Cause I gotta tell you, that old Forrester last week was quite disappointing.
Yes.
It was quite disappointing, I must say, whatever. Yeah.
So I heard.
I was just like, I've been disappointed a lot lately.
Okay, with them all, man.
No, you cannot, whatever. Hey, bottles line not make it all. But what I bought for, that's 116 proof, by the way, Cody.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. I brought here is a Matthew McConaughey special here, Wild Turkey Rare Breed. Barrel proof.
116.8. Supply a little heat on it, huh?
It got a little heat on it, Cody, whatever. You know, my friend has some. She's like, I'm a little tipsy right now. And I was like, ooh. I hope that's a good kind of tipsy then. Okay. I'll let you pop that cork. Okay. Pop that cork for us.
Pop this bad boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Again?
That's always definitely a good sign. You know when that happens.
Oh, boy.
People, the fucking cork broke.
The cork literally broke.
I didn't even put that much fucking pressure on it. I just took it off the normal cork. Boom, just breaks.
That's like...
People, work on your fucking corks. Fix this shit.
I could probably get this out with a wine opener, but I don't feel like going through that much.
I don't think it's going to break. I don't think it's going to be like
level. Well, not only that, I don't really give a fuck because I don't even drink Wild Turkey that much. Yeah. So I got this specifically made for this show in this episode only, so I'm going to go ahead and pop this.
There you go. Okay, we're good. Yeah,
who gives a shit? Hopefully it tastes better then.
Yes. That's never a good sign, man.
It was not a good sign. This is what, the second time this has ever happened to us?
Yep.
Month, is it?
Just about.
Well, I guess we did the Halloween month. In just about a month.
Yeah, within a month.
Totally. Look, man, we got the master distiller here or whatever. He signed his little initials there. So let's just have no fucking idea.
Something Russell, is that what it is?
I'm going to go Russell. Yeah, that's Jimmy Russell.
Like I said, Jiminy.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jiminy Cricket. It says expertly crafted.
Okay. Yeah. That cork is. Yeah.
That cork is fucking. Yeah. Did Matthew McConaughey say that? Yeah. I'm going to go a pony on this off of mine. What do you want? Pony or 1 ounce?
I'll do.
I want to be in the safe side.
I'm not taking chances right now.
Especially with the 116 proof. It's like, look, I don't want to get fucked up on bullshit.
No. Fucked up. That's unbelievable, these fucking corks, though, man.
How
you fuck that up?
I don't know how you fuck. Like, I think that would be my main thing I'd want to get right on the fucking. And it's a beautiful top, too. It is. A nice size. Look at that.
The top is fine. It's got you got the cork itself.
The cork. And look how weak it is, too, though.
Shit.
Come on, dog. Come on.
Yeah, I got to come with it.
Oh, well, you know what? It's a tighter steel seal than
Shit, that cork is a one drop.
Yeah.
Or no drop.
Yeah, no drop. That's going to come with like Kiryoshi. That's a fucking no drop, okay? You get no drops from me. All right, let's see what this nose smell like. When last time you had...
I can't smell.
You ever had Wild Turkey before, Cody?
I have had Wild Turkey.
One-on-one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's had one.
Fucking
you can get the one-on-one people for like 12 or 15 bucks or whatever and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's the club, you know, pregame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey man, let's see if this shit gonna burn your insides.
Yeah, it's like, you know, doing this show, which is all we talk about now is alcohol. Even though we did that before or whatever, but now just being more involved in the alcohol community, if you will, I'm starting to notice people don't drink for the taste.
Oh hell no,
they straight up drink.
They want to get drunk, and then some of the shit to get. Well, obviously the Bacardi, that'll get them drunk.
Yeah.
But like the Miller Lights and like the Coors and shit, like how the fuck you get drunk off that shit? It's like 5% tops.
When we had it on that worst of show.
Yeah, they all hover like around 4.5%.
I remember my biggest problem, I was just like, I'm not even fucking buzzed after all this.
It tastes like fucking nothing.
There's no flavor to it. That's the thing. I was just like, what am I getting here? Like, what am I drinking this for? Why would I not just spend the extra $20, whatever I use to buy that, to buy something premium?
Yes, if there's cheap craft beer out there that you can buy that's actually flavorful, it might not be the best of the
best. Craft beer is cheaper than the fucking other beer, though, whatever shit. Just because you can get it for fucking happy hour for $4 fucking dollars or something like that, whatever, a bottle, like I get a Corona or something like that, but.
Yeah, this is for alcohol, I guess.
I'm just getting alcohol.
I mean, I can't spell shit.
It's 116 proof, right?
Yeah, especially alcohol.
Shit, you can get good whiskey for good prices, whatever and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think Four Roses, you can get that for a great price everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Especially the small batch bottle, whatever, that's what, $26 or something like that? Glenmorangie. You can get for $29, whatever and stuff.
McAllen.
Michter's Bourbon or stuff like that. That's like $30, whatever, per se, you know?
Yeah.
This is alcohol. This is the type of shit I'm talking about. See, like, look,
is this the only Wild Turkey bottle you have?
Yeah,
I figured.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking of getting another one too because I was bourbon hunting yesterday shit, and I was like, oh, look, there's the donut Wild Turkey. It's like $50 too, whatever. And I was like,
the donut Wild Turkey?
It's shaped like a donut. Oh, that's why we just call it the donut, whatever and stuff. And I was like, I should get that. But I was like, Nah, I ain't taking my chances on this shit.
No, I mean, it'd be cool. It's cool looking bottle for sure.
Oh, it's a nice looking bottle. Wild Turkey does have good looking bottles per se, or whatever. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's really good. I mean, even this is one. This is nice looking bottle and stuff like that. Cork, yeah. Cork look like shit. You know, I think that one's about 50, 55 bucks or whatever and stuff. Okay. You know, I mean, 50 to me is cheap. Yeah. In some cases, I mean, if it's something I like, I don't like for random shit. Like if you're trying something new, yeah, that's like, a little steep,
bro. On the regular, like I spend like, every like, all these shows, I spend at least 40 bucks on beer.
I would say you probably do, show. Yeah.
At least.
And that's not even counting the week.
Yeah, it's not counting. God knows. I just got it for the show.
God knows what you spend in Yeah. I don't know what you spend there. That's a whole other 40.
Monday, I spend 20, and then Tuesdays are 40.
I should have stocking that motherfucker. This
Can you get stock into breweries?
I don't know.
Are they publicly traded companies?
I don't know. I never looked into that.
Because I would put money into an alcohol company if it were. I'd be like, I'm heavily invested in alcohol or whatever, so why wouldn't I do that, you know?
Yeah, I never looked that up.
I damn sure would put some in the Last Drop Distillery because they high-ass prices. Like, it's like, they must be doing just fine, Cody, if they're still in business. So
we're going to get that bottle one fucking day, man. We're going to try some shit.
Yeah, I want that goddamn bottle shit.
We're going to try it at least.
He's on the shelf.
I'm going to get it. We're going to try it. I'm going
to have it. Unless one of us starts stripping and we make that 3,000 in one night. You know what I'm
saying? We're going to try that motherfucker one day. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, alcohol.
This is alcohol, Cody. This
alcohol is a slight cleaning product, but that's about it.
I feel like you could rub this on a wound. Yes. I get. Should we talk like? Should we talk like Matthew McConaughey while talking about this?
Yeah, sure. If it starts tasting like shit, then it's gonna break the illusion, though.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, I think my first sip of this fine wild turkey.
You know what? I feel like I'm in Neptune's when I smell this. All right.
Let's go for the first sip.
Yeah, I'm ready for the first sip right here. Let's go. Mm.
Oh no.
What is that finish? What is that, Cody?
You know, is that the worst we've had?
No. This is better than ever. Okay. What are all the.
It's honestly not the worst we've had.
I drink this.
This is not terrible.
It's just no flavor.
There's no flavor. There's nothing to this. It's just alcohol, and then you get like a little bit of like a caramel bourbon finish.
It's oily, too.
Yeah, but that burn is. Whew.
I will say, I see how you can get fucked up on this. Yeah. Because if you're drinking more than what we just had, whatever, like if you're pouring, you will get fucked
right
up.
Right now, this is like a 1.5 drop. Yeah. First and a half drop.
Let's just say this. I wouldn't have a problem finishing my glass. We're in the slaughterhouse. Yeah. All right, now once I'm done. I don't need to drink that once, whatever stuff. Out of all the bad ones we've had or whatever, I'd put this on the higher end of those bad ones, whatever. I don't think this is terrible. Yeah. I just don't think it's worth my time.
Yeah, second sip.
It's not worth my time. I'm sorry, I gotta do that in my Matthew voice. Right? That's right.
Oh, second sip better. It's rounding out.
Oh, it does round out a little bit more.
Okay, that's not bad.
It actually, it hits all your sides now, whatever.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay.
You get some flavor. Yeah, okay.
Well, you definitely get more flavor now. Yeah. Mine was just straight alcohol burn.
Okay, this is that first sip, Dad. That's actually.
This is jumping up to a 2.
Yeah, it's a 2. It's not great, but it's still not bad at all.
I wouldn't buy another bottle of this.
No.
I wouldn't get this at a bar. This is something that if I went to a friend's house and they had it, I'd be like, I'll take that then. Yeah. I'll drink that.
Or we got to share somebody with people at your house.
Yeah. You drink that shit. Yeah. Like if Cody came over, I had a bunch of people, I'd be like, Cody, come here.
Yeah.
And let me use some real shit real quick. Exactly. Anybody ask you drinking Wild Turkey? You drinking Rare Breed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody else get Rare Breed. And funny enough, that's what that shelf is for.
Oh.
If you look at that shelf, that's like all the shit I don't give a fuck about.
Oh, that's gonna switch up soon.
Yeah, I don't like any of that shit. I don't really give a fuck about none of that stuff. Maybe the Glenfiddich I don't care about. I mean, I care more about. Oh, and the Glen Ross. But the Macallan shit. Macallan's some overrated shit. I don't know.
it's one of those whiskey. It just gets the job done.
Yeah, I guess.
And whenever I see it, you know, there's like nothing else there. Like, fuck, it's even Macallan.
It's so fucking overpriced for some generic shit. Like, Glenmorangie. Even fuck Glenmorangie now. Duncan Taylor. $26, dude. I gave you some of that, whatever. You fell in love.
Actually, what's overrated for me is Glenfiddich.
Oh, Glenfiddich is super overrated, whatever. Yeah, that shit. One, like, But at least Glenfiddich prices aren't McAllen prices.
Right.
McAllen, right. They like overcharge you like a motherfucker, yeah, whatever and shit. But I understand people are hunting it down and shit like that. It is the most generic Scotch brand you could have, whatever and stuff. So,
yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
Oh, right, this is not winning me over. But it's fine though. That finish was stronger on the burn.
It was. It's almost like a almost like not peaty, like a smoky.
Yeah, it was smoky. It wasn't peaty. Not like a Scotch or whatever. So that's like one of those. Cause it's a Michigan bourbon. It's like an old school bourbon, like your granddaddy bourbon type shit right here. Yeah. This is nothing.
Yeah, it's not bad though.
No,
I grow to like
more. You know what?
I think I'm still having around a two though.
I'll give two drops on it.
Yeah,
I'll give two drops on it. Drop. Yeah,
that first sip was Jesus Christ.
Scary. That first sip was just straight up, just like, oh, this is generic ass bourbon.
Yep.
This is generic. And, even now though, like even on the second and third sip, it's still generic ass bourbon. But I think it comes out. It's more opened a little bit better than it was.
Yeah, before. I could finish this.
Yeah, look.
Without like cringing,
I say it all the time, every week now, whatever. My liver only has so much mileage left on it, whatever. Yeah. I do not want to be drinking regular ass.
Like why you poured what you poured?
I do not drink fucking regular ass bourbon no more. Okay.
Can't
you give me the fucking good shit right away, whatever and stuff? Okay.
We got a time limit.
Thank you. Yeah, my time limit.
We're on borrowed time right now. You know what I mean?
Hello, you know.
Yeah.
It ain't clobbering time. That's the damn truth. Okay. So it's drinking time. Okay. So please cut the bullshit right now. Exactly. You know.
Last sip.
All right, last sip. Let's just down this shit. I like that sip better.
It's all right.
This is fine.
I think it's decent. I would say decent. Decent at best.
Yeah, that's where the two comes in. Okay.
Yeah. Second drop.
I drop a second drop on second this. Drop. Yeah, second drop. It just ain't hitting third drop, though.
Now. No.
Yeah, second drop, just fine. That third drop, I don't feel the need to buy this again. I have a bottle of this.
Nah.
If I wanted to get somebody fucked up now.
Oh, yes.
I definitely, especially.
That's the one right there.
I would give them this right here.
Yeah, I'm sure it tastes better than the shit they usually drink.
Yeah, because I'm not.
Regular Jack D.
I'm not trying to give anybody my red breast cash strength.
No.
I ain't trying to, fuck them. That's good shit, whatever and stuff like that. But I'll give them this one right here. This definitely, I will say, lives up to its 116 proof.
It has a place.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it knows its place, too. You know, nobody's bragging about this or anything like that. And, welcome back to part two of this.
Part two, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you knew, people.
Yeah, if only you knew what we just did right now.
Nice smooth transition right here.
Yeah, this is exactly what Cody just said. This is why the cork needs to be
fucking reinforced.
Because, I am sick. I am covered in, what is that? Water and rare breed. Yeah, I like how I got the brunt of it.
All right.
That's cute. That's adorable right there. So, people, with that said, we're going to give that a second drop.
Second drop, yeah.
Yeah.
Unanimous decision.
Yeah, here on Thanksgiving, and we just want to give a special Thanksgiving out to ourselves.
Yeah. Who else would we get Thanksgiving out
to? Who the fuck else would we do? Definitely not that cork.
No, not that cork. Hell no.
That cork is a fuck you. That's Halloween. So, with that said, happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and just be thankful for your godfathers of whiskey and beer.
Yes. That's all you need to be thankful for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Family, sorry.
Yeah. That's what Christmas is for.
Yeah. That's what they say. I like presents.
Yeah, I do too.
That's why it's just take one. I
don't care about that shit. I like
what? Family? Nah.
I like the sales. That's what I like.
Sales. Yeah, I like getting shit.
I like eating.
I like drinking shit.
And drinking. Yeah. That's mainly what it's for, though. Exactly. So people.
It's like 5 days before New Year. Oh, baby, like, go ahead.
With that too, yeah. But with that said, people, livers will never be the same.
And glasses. Never be dry.
What if that just shattered right now? Fuck me.
Fuck.